This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is explicitly blaming outgoing President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, saying the mob was fed lies and that the president and others provoked those intent on overturning Democrat Joe Biden's election. Ahead of Mr. Trump's historic second impeachment trial, McConnell's remarks were his most severe and public rebuke of the outgoing president. The GOP leader is setting a tone as Republicans weigh whether to convict Mr. Trump on the impeachment charge that will soon be sent over from the U.S. House, incitement of insurrection. The Republican leader vowed a safe and successful inauguration of Biden on Wednesday at the Capitol, where final preparations were underway amid heavy security. Meanwhile, in a farewell video, President Trump is wishing his successor well. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip inauguration and instead fly to Florida. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hours from inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden paused on what might have been his triumphal entrance to Washington Tuesday evening to mark instead the national tragedy of the coronavirus pandemic, with a moment of a collective grief for Americans lost. His arrival coincided with the awful news that the U.S. death toll had surpassed 400,000 in the worst public health crisis in more than a century, a crisis Biden will now be charged with controlling. More